This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to have a new partner in with us. Three Aspens Regenerative Medicine. They're located at 6660 Timberline Road in Highlands Ranch. Their number, 303-683-4000. Again, 303-683-4000. And glad to have in studio today Dr. Melanie Bond. Nice to see you, ma'am.
Thank you very much. All right. I appreciate it.
And Caitlin Ornis. And Caitlin is the Chief Administrative Office Guru, manager, runs everything, right, Caitlin?
Oh, I wouldn't go that far, but thanks for having us today.
No, hey, I'm excited. This has been a little while in coming. We met a little while back last year and kind of talked about some things, and timing worked out now to get this going. So we are glad to have you guys in with us today and looking forward to all of our shows. So let's start, Dr. Melanie Bond, as I mentioned, a founder and CEO. So let's first start with a little bit of your background,
mm-hmm.
how you got into doing what you're doing, and then how Three Aspens Regenerative Medicine came about.
Absolutely. So I went to medical school in the great state of Oklahoma and grew up there, and went to Michigan for training. I did residency there. Got board certified in emergency medicine and actually moved to Colorado because of the over 300 days of sunshine here.
Yeah.
That drew me very strongly, mm-hmm. actually. And so I moved here in about 2005 and ended up working at Swedish Hospital. And I've since worked at multiple hospitals, clinics, family care clinics as well, urgent cares, standalone emergency rooms. And I also have been a part of the teaching at Rocky Vista University in Parker. Their principles of clinical medicine courses. I help teach medical students there and test them as well.
So is our medical care getting better from when you started, or is our medical attention suffering some?
I think there are some challenges that have occurred over time, and I think that they can be overcome in a lot of positive ways, actually. And I think one of those ways is trying to get back to the physician-patient relationship, which has kind of fizzled out over yeah. time. Because
no, and nowadays, and, you know, I think insurance dictates a lot of different things, but now, you know, you rarely get to see your primary care doctor sometimes, or some specialist, you'll see their assistant, and nothing wrong with that, because I mean, they went to school too and they know what they're doing. But a lot of times, I mean, I've had friends and myself too that, you know, well, I made the appointment with a doctor, not their assistant, you know what I mean?
Right.
And nothing
right.
against the assistant, but I want to see the doctor. And and then, boy, the few minutes of time you get, you
right.
know, it's just, boy, seems like it's just.
And yes, absolutely. Physicians are being told to see 20 patients, 30 patients, 40 mm-hmm. patients a day. I mean, and I just heard a internal medicine physician say the other day to a friend of mine that they scheduled her for 40 telemedicine patients in a short period of time. And, you know, telemedicine is new for some docs.
Sure.
And so their presumption is, oh, you know, you're only going to need 15 minutes per patient, or even less, right? I mean, if you're seeing 40 patients at 15 minutes each, that's,
yeah.
you know, where's lunch and bathroom break
yeah.
in there? And also, where is high-quality care when you're being rushed?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a concern for sure. We want to make that better.
Absolutely. Once again, it's Three Aspens Regenerative Medicine. They're located at 6660 Timberline Road in Highlands Ranch, kind of that Quebec-Lincoln area. 303-683-4000 is the number. So how did Three Aspens, what's the meaning behind the name of Three Aspens?
Yes, well, I wanted something to reflect Colorado, and I didn't want to use the name Colorado because we plan on expanding out of state, but I wanted everybody to know that when they hear that name, it should trigger, you know, Aspen, Colorado, aspen right. trees make me think of Colorado.
Okay, cool.
That's where that came from.
Right, good deal. All right, and Caitlin Ornis, as I mentioned, she is with us as well. And she is the, is it CAO? Would that be the right deal? Chief Administrative Officer.
You know, I... That's what I make my kids call me. No, I'm just kidding. Ultimately, my training started back in radiology, and I got the pleasure of working alongside Dr. Bond in a different clinic setting where, like she had mentioned, very fast-paced, which is fun. It's an adrenaline rush, but however, you see timeless... Or you see countless amount of patients that are really just not getting that one-on-one care. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that leads to missing things, mistakes, and ultimately could have a very bad outcome. Now, when I've always wanted to go back for nursing school, and I have stayed in touch with Dr. Bond over the years. And once I went back for nursing school, I saw this opportunity to be in a clinic atmosphere that really centered around patient care. We cut out insurance companies. We cut out all the bureaucratic red tape and allow us to give wonderful bedside care, time with patients to really get to know them, not only on a medical, you know, in reviewing charts and their diagnoses, but their family, their friends, the holistic part of a patient that makes it up. I think over time we were really getting frustrated, and it was sad, to say the least, to see countless different stories of patients that really, you know, you're told one thing that could help you, but if it's not within your financial means or you don't know the whole person, it really does no good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a really good opportunity and absolute pleasure to work alongside with Dr. Bond, who does have this Western medicine training, but now is starting to integrate some more, you know, out-of-the-box thinking approaches for patient care. And to be a part of that, and hopefully in my career time, this be the shift as patients are getting more and more savvy. They're advocating for themselves, which is absolutely outstanding because it really does take a healthcare team to give the best outcome. And I know Dr. Bond is being, she doesn't want to boast or brag, but really when she came into this and she had mentioned this years ago, it really was on the journey of finding a solution for a good friend who, like many, have stories, whether themselves or family members. I hate to use the word failed, but really was failed by the healthcare system. Mm-hmm. This particular person had nothing to lose and everything to gain. And unfortunately, in her story, it did not end well, but in her legacy, I think Three Aspens is gonna prove that patient care does still exist. There are still healthcare professionals that would do anything and everything in their power to at least present options to patients and their family that otherwise would be very hopeless.
Right. So now when we talk about regenerative medicine, that seems to have really come up over the last, you know, what, 8-10 years more
mm-hmm.
or so?
Yes.
So when we talk about regenerative medicine, what are we really talking about?
So it encompasses a large array of different therapeutic approaches, but our approach really focuses more on using your own biologic products, okay. you know, from your own body instead of using some from another person, essentially. And so that could be anything from blood product to adipose product to bone marrow product, using those cells and other molecules that we extract and putting them back into you for purposes which are multiple, but this whole field is kind of in a transition right now, and so there's a lot of talk on media about things being FDA approved or not FDA sure. approved and this sort of thing, but it's believed amongst a certain group of individuals that are practicing regenerative medicine that you should have the right to use your own cells for mm-hmm. purposes that you desire.
Right. And I think, you know, most of us are just tired of going to your doctor, here's the pill for it, or here's the yes. surgery for it, or there's nothing we can do. It's usually one of those three answers. And, you know, there are answers out there. You just got to find out the reason of, you know, why something's happening with you and try to find that root cause. And then how do you go about helping that root, you know, fixing it?
Absolutely. I mean, and I think that everyone should have the ability to research that on their own and come to their own conclusions, dependent upon, you know, all of the angles that they've approached it with, to find out more.
Right. Now, 3 aspects of regenerative medicine on your website. I was reading some things this morning. It says multimodality treatment approach.
Yes.
So what does that mean?
So biologic therapies are one of several things that we can offer our patients. So other things include hormone optimization. Because if you think about it, if you're older,
which I am guilty of, yes.
Then you will probably notice that if whether you're male or female, that certain processes that used to happen really easily and naturally aren't happening so easily and naturally anymore. And so amongst those are your hormone levels actually decrease. And so what happens as a manifestation of that is you start noticing certain symptoms and longer recovery times from workouts and maybe not having the energy to do the things after work, like maybe work out. You know, if you wanted to exercise mentally, you want to, but physically you don't. And there's a whole multitude of things that that encompasses. And so if you think about giving somebody biologic therapy for, let's say, a knee problem, but yet here they're having low testosterone issues, then they're probably not going to respond as good as if they had optimized, you know, their environment and then administered the biologics. And this just, to me, makes common sense.
3 aspirins, regenerative medicine. Just want to introduce them to you today. We will be doing some more shows with them in our next segment. Next show, we will be getting into some of the therapies a little bit more in detail. But just want to introduce you to Dr. Melanie Bond and Caitlin Ornis today. So, ladies, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
3 aspirins, regenerative medicine, 6660 Timberline Road, Highlands Ranch, 303-683-4000. When you give them a call, let them know you heard them here on Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Enchanted Kitchens. At Enchanted Kitchens, it's all about the magic of design. Whether you're remodeling your kitchen or building a custom home, Enchanted Kitchens offers a full-service design center with multiple product lines to meet any budget. And right now, when you mention Haystack Help Radio, you'll receive 15% off your Europa brand cabinets. And after you visit their Experience Center in Englewood, you'll get a no-cost, no-obligation in-home design consultation. Hey, after all, the kitchen is the heart of every home. Call Enchanted Kitchens today, 303-376-7588. That's 303-376-7588. Enchanted Kitchens is a member of the Haystack Help Home Team.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us again, my name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website. It is haystackhelpradio.com. Again, we moved our referral list over to the same site where you can catch our podcast. So if you missed any of our past shows, we would love to have you catch them there. Now, glad to have some folks that just did a great job at our home. and that is Blue Sky Window Cleaners. Russ Heyman is with us. Russ, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much. It's just such an honor and pleasure to be here for you.
Well, man, it's an honor and pleasure to have you guys in our house, because I'm going to tell you what, and I'm not just saying this because you're sitting here. Windows are something we really don't pay a lot of attention to.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Until you look up and you think, man, those things need cleaning. And I don't want to be on a ladder. And I'm not good at it anyway. So we called you guys, and man, just outstanding service. Said you'd come out for a bid. Guy was right on time. Gave us a bid. We turned in the order to do it. You guys were right on time again. A couple of Caleb and I can't remember the other gentleman's name.
Andrew
was there, and just did a great job. And I have a few mounts in my house with the Marshall Sports from Colorado, and one elk I couldn't move, so there was one window behind. So I said, man, I can't take that down. So, but anyway, time I got home, our house looked totally different.
Fantastic.
Just, I mean, you couldn't even tell there was a window there. When I really walked in our main living room, I was like, because the sun really shined, I was like, that looks so clear, and you don't really think about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, it was unbelievable. So just first of all, thank you for doing a good job, having, you know, a good team that's in our house, and just providing a good professional service at a fair price, man. I mean, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yep. And, I mean, what has made Blue Sky is our employees, the guys that are out there every day. You know, my wife and I, Shelley, set a model of what we wanted to follow. And we wanted to know that when we go into somebody's home, they can feel safe and secure.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know that we're safety trained. They want to know that when people aren't around, our integrity is high.
Sure.
We wanted people that are going to make sure that they take pride in their work, and we want to get it right. And even if something goes wrong, which happens from time to time.
if you're in business, yeah, something's going to go wrong.
Yep. Yeah. And I think that's one of the things that has helped our review rating so well is we're there. Our guys genuinely take pride in the work that they do. And if something's wrong, they want to go fix it immediately. And those are the guys we've just been really blessed and just had, you know, people that have just, they go above and beyond. And they go above and beyond in our office, even our the culture of Blue Sky. Everybody is a teammate.
And you know, give you and your wife credit there, too, because, I mean, it starts at the top and what you create, you know, and, you know, not cutting corners, so to speak, and taking care of people and being professional. So, I mean, you created that culture. So, you know, man, congratulations on doing that, because it is hard sometimes to get that to translate to an employee. But when they take it as serious as you do of doing a good job, man, what a win-win for you and the client.
Yeah, and our customers, you know, we're celebrating 100 years in business this year. Unfortunately, the COVID came, and we had things that we were going to present to our customers at their homes and all, but we're going to put that out. We're going to celebrate our 101st year,
man,
next year.
Yeah,
But with that rich history, we've just, my wife and I have carried that torch on from what people have laid before us and grown. And it's just been a tremendous experience. And we want to be at work every day.
Sure.
You know, that's the thing. It's a great atmosphere to be there.
Right. Again, Russ Heyman is with us. It's Blue Sky Windows. You can check out their website, blueskywindowcleaners.com. Their number, 303-733-3704. And I'm just going to tell you, if there was a 10-star rating to give them, I would give them an 11. All right? They do excellent, excellent work. I hope you'll check them out. And you know what? If you're driving around, when you get home, go look out your windows. See how dirty they are. You just don't know it. And I hope you'll give them a call. Let them know you heard about them here on Haystack, if you would. And we'd appreciate that. But I promise you, if you're looking for, again, excellent work at a very fair price, I hope you'll call Blue Sky Windows, 303-733-3704. Now, you've been doing this a long time. I'm sure you hear, you've been to another house, somebody goes, boy, man, we had this, other companies out here did this, and man, you guys did great. So, again, your reviews show that, by the way, really do. And for people to go on and take time to put reviews up that are good, I think take extra, because, hey, if somebody's unhappy, they're going to go on and throw stuff. But for, hey, I'm happy. Why do I want to go take time to do that?
Right.
You know,
right.
But that shows a lot that the customers really care too about telling you you do a good job too.
It does. And it's really important. It's important to us to do those ratings. And if something falls short, like I said, then we want to figure out why.
Sure.
Where did we fall short so that we can get those ratings and be a company that people can depend on to get the job done right.
Right.
And,
so when I brought that up about, you know, people saying other people had been in their home, what do you think kind of sets you, you may have already addressed it a little bit with just the way you do business, and what do you hear that just like, man, we're so glad you guys were in our home instead of the other company we had last time?
Yeah, I think, I think the people obviously make mm-hmm. the difference in the visions that are laid out and the mentors that we have had over the years that have helped us. But I also think we have a very sophisticated training process. And what we've done over, my wife and I have owned it for the last 15 years, has brought all our employees in and said, let's make this training. Let's just set all this up. So we have this really sophisticated training and safety training and protocol right. that we go through. And I think that really helps us set us apart at times in a lot of situations in homes, because we know there are certain roofs that we can't walk on.
Sure.
We know that if we communicate up front, we even train how to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
If we communicate up front, we're going to save a lot of problems on the backside. There's nothing worse than doing a whole house and saying, oh, I can't get those windows for this reason at the end.
Right.
So we really work hard in our training and have worked hard with our guys to develop training that helps us a lot. You get guys with integrity and you get training. You got strong vision, good things are going to happen for you.
And you do residential and commercial?
We do a little bit of commercial.
Mainly residential?
Three story or below, mostly residential.
Okay.
We're not opposed to doing commercial, but residential is definitely our bread and butter for
right.
the last 100 years.
And you know what? Here's what, too, that was just, again, impressive to customer. You bring the right tools to do the job right.
Yes, sir.
Your guys aren't trying to reach a second floor on an 8-foot ladder.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, and I'm just telling you little things that, you know, I noticed. I mean, so that's a comforting fact and gives you a confidence factor in what's going to happen because, you know what, they show up to do it right.
Yep. And it's what's really neat is the window cleaning industry for years has, you know, there's only so much you can do with squeegees, at mm-hmm. least initially. And now it's really advanced, and they have these water-fed poles that allow us to do things from the ground. And OSHA's really working to try, and the International Window Cleaning Association are working together to try and get us off the ladders as much as possible now,
sure.
off those roofs. And they've made these water-fed poles that are just amazing through
wow.
the way it produces perfect water and actually comes out a little cleaner than if we do squeegees. Because if you do, when you use regular soap, it leaves a little residue behind and dust attracts to that residue. With these water-fed poles where they use deionized water, it actually comes out cleaner because there's nothing left on the glass. It's just pure glass. They're
right.
really neat, really innovative. They're expensive, but
sure.
For the safety of the employees and the quality of glass on the second story and not walking on these roofs, you know, with the ceramic tile, and
yeah.
there's so many different roof styles these days. We have to be really careful on what we walk on because we don't want to cause any damage.
Absolutely. So. Now, how do they get it where there's just no, I can't do my truck windshield without getting streaks. I mean, there's got to be an art to just have, I mean, I honestly looked around, you know, and I don't know how many windows we got a bunch, but I mean, there's not one streak of anything that's not perfect on any window.
Yeah, a lot of it takes experience because when we train these guys to start, it takes a little bit of time, but it's learning how to read the window. You know, we can clean a window right now and it looks great, and then you get up in the morning and you're like, oh, that doesn't look too good.
Mm-hmm.
So guys with experience actually learn to look at the window from different angles, and then they master their profession with the angles of their squeegees and the strokes that they use, and then we have touch-up methods that we use that makes it look perfect.
Man, because it does, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, how often, and I know you well enough to not say every month you should
yeah,
do this, but
yeah.
what's normal time to do windows? How often should you do them?
But, you know, spring is the time when most people want them
okay.
done, and spring is a great time. Just understand you're going to have to be on a wait list for most, you know, really good window cleaners because everybody wants it done at that time.
Yeah.
So we recommend, you know, spring and then coming up the fall. Is
mm-hmm.
one of the best times because your window's going to be clean
sure.
and you're going to have the view of the colors.
Yep.
And it lasts quite a while. You'd be surprised at how long window cleaning will last.
Well, you know, that's one thing that I really enjoyed, which is going to sound weird, that you couldn't come out tomorrow. Couldn't I tell people all this time? If you call a painter, you call a roofer, you call any service industry, and they say, you know, well, it's 2 o'clock now, I can come out at 4. I mean, you're probably dealing with a company that's not doing a lot of business. You know, I don't mind waiting 2 or 3, and I didn't wait 2 or 3, but I'm saying, I don't mind waiting a little bit for a good service, because if you're good, you're going to be busy.
Yeah. And we try and do both, because a lot of, you know, we deal with a lot of real estate agents, and they're kind of in a pinch where they need things done.
Sure.
So, you know, we do the best of our ability in our scheduling, try and fit in some time so that they can get their clients taken care of as well, because they're repeat customers.
Right.
Sometimes for these great services, you do have to wait, because everybody wants a part of that great service.
Sure.
And that's all service companies.
Right. Once again, if you're just getting in the car, turn on the radio. It's Blue Sky Window Cleaners, blueskywindowcleaners.com. A-plus rating with a BBB. And again, 100 years in business. I hope you'll give Russ and his team a call there. And it is 303-733-3074. So... here's the thing about, and I was talking with another client earlier. You're not trying to be the cheapest window cleaner out there, all right? Which I'm glad, because I don't want the cheapest window cleaner. But I want somebody to come out and do a good job at a fair price. And we talk about value.
Yep.
And like I say, you know what? It costs a lot on your end to have sharp employees,
yep,
to do the things that we've been talking about here during this interview, have the right equipment,
yep,
a lot of insurance. All right,
insurance
to take care of the deal. So you know what, folks? You know, this ain't going to be $5 a window, okay?
Right.
So I'm just saying, you know, if you're looking for good quality work, so just take, again, you're in a quality industry. You want customers to be happy with that.
Correct.
Service.
And so, it takes time to do that.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, those guys
experience.
Were two guys were there 4 hours. I mean, that's a lot of work.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you're looking about 8 hours worth of labor.
Sure.
You know, for your home. And I just think it's imperative that you have somebody that's experienced in this industry. And it is an easy industry to start up quickly,
mm-hmm,
without much. But with employees, you have to take care of your employees. You know, and Shell and I, you know, there's times where you have to give up a little bit on our end a little bit,
sure,
to get the people we want.
Right.
So that we can work towards this greater mission of serving our customers, which we're very grateful for. And you know, offering a service that people can trust, and they know that when we're in their home, if something gets broke, we're going to go right to you with that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get insurance on the phone and get things taken care of for you. But,
right.
But, it does cost extra, but it, you know, the service and the people in your home, to me, that's what our mission was, to make that as safe as possible for
sure.
Them.
Well, Russ, got a customer here for life. I promise you that.
That's fantastic.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate it. Once again, Blue Sky Window Cleaners, 303-733-3704. 303-733-3704. And when you call, let them know you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio. So, Russ, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands how the jury thinks.
In the context of a personal injury case where you have been hurt by someone else's negligence, the idea with that is that you're then going to try to recover to get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. And what that really means from a juror's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about what 6 people that don't know you, that hear evidence and have to make a unanimous decision, will decide as to what fair value is. And so you and I, when we get hurt, have definitely an idea of what we think it's worth to us. But the question is, what can you articulate to those other individuals who don't know you and are not involved in this process to get them persuaded about what it is that they think the case is worth?
Call now for a free consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. And not just my friends, but truly, the staff at Lone Tree feels like part of our family. Since 2002, they have provided the very best care for our pets. What we love about Lone Tree Vet is the services they provide covers all of our needs, from preventative care
dentistry, pain management, cardiology, dermatology, and eye care, as well as emergency and critical care. They also offer veterinary surgery and orthopedic care. And when you need to get away, they have a fantastic boarding lodge and a cat boarding lodge that is amazing. If your pet gets to go along, they can even assist you with your travel health certificates. And when your dog needs a little extra instruction, check out the K9 Academy. They helped us so much when we got a new puppy last year. And then, of course, there is the spectacular grooming salon that you and your pet will love. All of this and more at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Oh, and check out the blogs to help you become a better parent at LoneTreeVet.com. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. Call 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. It's just one stop and all the care you need.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Nutrition and Wellness with Dr. Mark Riggs, brought to you by 5280 Functional Medicine, where there is a better way to take control of your health. Check out the website, 5280functionalmed.com. Again, great website. Dr. Riggs done a fantastic job with all of our radio podcasts. So if you missed some of our past shows and want to catch a specific topic, go back and look through those podcasts. And again, we are glad you are with us today. And Dr. Riggs, always good to see you, sir.
Good to see you too, Scott. Happy Friday.
Same to you, sir. Same to you. And man, I can't believe it's just like, it seems like we had February and March, and now it's going to be Halloween. It seems like these last 6 months have been a blur.
It really has. Yeah, the summer has flown by. And I was just telling my wife this morning, like, it feels like summer, you know, will never end. You know, we're still seeing 90-degree days here, yeah. And it's, you know, almost October, but I guess that's probably going to come to an end shortly here.
I saw a meme real quick on Facebook the other day, and it said, I hate the time to where we have to set the clock back an hour because I don't want one more hour of 2020.
Right, yeah, that's funny.
All right, 5280 Functional Medicine, and that's exactly what we're going to talk about today is functional medicine. And, you know, Dr. Riggs, it's been a while. I mean, you've been on the show a lot, but we get new listeners and they're saying, you know, who is this guy, Dr. Mark Riggs, and what is functional medicine? So let's all break that down today.
Sure. Yeah. Well, functional medicine is a philosophy of care. That's really all it is. It's not a particular healing art in and of itself. There are lots of different types of doctors and different types of healthcare practitioners that practice either conventionally, the way they were trained in school, pretty strictly, or they branch out and they reach out and gather more information. And a different philosophy of care happens to be functional medicine. And it compares and contrasts with conventional medicine fairly well. There's some very significant differences between a conventional medical approach, the typical Western model that we're all familiar with. We see the ads on television, ask your doctor for this, ask your doctor for that, and there's a pill for every ill, and it's very much symptom-based and disease-oriented. Typically, most patients through this conventional philosophy of ours in the Western medical model, everyone's typically treated the same, that has the same disease, despite their, biochemical individuality. It's highly specialized, which can be a very good thing. But it can also be a very not so good thing. It's a sort of a double-edged sword, because if all you're going to are specialists and everybody's super hyper specialized in their area and they're just looking at your kidneys or they're just looking at your heart or they're just looking at your brain, and there's not somebody that's taking everything into consideration and trying to make sense out of the whole interconnectedness of the body, that can be problematic. Conventional medicine diagnoses patients almost strictly on symptoms. You go into your doctor and, you know, they ask you some questions. They ask you about your family history. They ask you your symptoms. And oftentimes you walk out with a drug just based on your symptoms, not based on any sort of advanced diagnostic workup, no blood work, no hormone analysis. And of the
of the lab work that they may run, much of it is very superficial. It's very much superficial screening tests. And the hope of conventional medicine is early detection of disease. And what I wanted to delve into today is this feature of functional medicine that focuses on true prevention, right? So when a patient calls or inquires about, you know, what is functional medicine? What type of doctor are you and what is functional medicine? I usually say, you know, functional medicine's a root cause approach mm-hmm. to healthcare. That's about as simple as I can boil it down. And that contrasts very well with conventional medicine because conventional medicine is a symptom-based approach. They have no interest. There is no drive. There is no exploration or search for the underlying causes, the vast majority of cases. It's very much, let's just get your symptoms under control and come back if you have any additional problems once your symptoms are under control. And I'm not saying that symptomatic care is bad. Symptom-based care is a good thing, but when it's just symptom-based care only and you're never looking for the underlying root causes of those symptoms, that's where it can be very problematic and it can get very complicated. And we know this because we see all the time patients coming in on more than 10 different drugs for different symptoms that they're experiencing, and the doctor has no intention of ever removing those drugs from their medication regimen. And so the patient just, well, my doctor prescribed it, I guess I need it. And really it's the doctor prescribed it because that's the tool that they're familiar with in their toolbox. Right. But just so everybody knows, let's be clear, every healing art is different and no one healing art is all encompassing. And just because conventional medicine has its tentacles into everything in the Western medical model and here in the United States, where it's very much a for-profit system, doesn't mean that it's like a pyramid with, you know, conventional medical doctors at the top and they're all knowing and it's all encompassing. That is just one healing art. It's more like a tree with lots of different branches. And so every healing art has its own area of expertise, and there's a time and place for drugs and surgeries. And so that's why it's important to keep a conventionally trained medical practitioner on hand when you need that. But it's also important to have potentially, you know, a doctor of chiropractic for musculoskeletal issues or a naturopath for, you know, more internal med issues. And what my wife and I are is we're board certified chiropractic internists. So we've got the core training in chiropractic, but we also have advanced training in internal medicine, conservative internal medicine, holistic right. internal medicine. And so it's a very unique combination of seeing patients with chronic musculoskeletal ailments and chronic internal conditions. And so, you know, acupuncturists, there's, you know, DOs, there's nurse practitioners, it's a matter of collecting and gathering a team of competent healthcare providers that can provide you with a variety of services when you need them, and not just putting all of your eggs into the conventional medical basket, right? Yeah. That's where many of us are, and that's where many problems arise. We've all heard the scary statistic out there about how properly prescribed medical treatment is the third leading cause of death in the United States. Mm-hmm. And because only about 5-20% of medical errors are ever even reported, that number could be the number one cause of death in America, surpassing cancer and cardiovascular disease. So it's really, really important that we all educate ourselves, take some time. The days of relying purely on the advice of your doctor without ever questioning anything, without ever seeking a second opinion, those days are history. Mm-hmm. That can no longer be the case because of all of the error that is occurring. We really all need to be our own health advocates. And I know we're not all doctors, but it's doesn't hurt to get a second or third or fourth opinion and to try a variety of different healing arts to make sure that you're not just being convinced to go down a certain path that may just benefit, you know, a particular doctor, a particular field of medicine, a particular conventional philosophy.
Yep. And, you know, man, I know this personally real quick. You know, a few years ago, my sister was going through all the things with her diabetes. And, I mean, she had a heart doctor, a kidney doctor. You know, she had legs amputated, so that doctor. And each doctor was doing things for his one area. which then the kidney doctor come in and say, why'd the heart doctor do that? Because this caused this. Yeah. And man, what you're saying, I know 100% is true because, I mean, that's why you've got to look at everything like you do.
Most people have been through exactly what we're talking about. It's not anything new. This is all very familiar, for all too familiar for too many people. And so that is why I'm speaking about this. That is why I'm out there discussing what this thing called functional medicine is, what this philosophy of care has to offer, how it can benefit patients that are in desperate need for a different treatment philosophy, a different treatment approach that actually seeks to understand, identify, and eliminate the underlying drivers of disease conditions, and one that takes a truly preventative approach. And so I wanted to discuss that today because, you know, conventional medicine and functional medicine have two different definitions of what is prevention, right? And we're all pretty familiar with this again, but it helps to reframe it sometimes. And so conventional medicine's idea of prevention are things like colonoscopies and mammograms, right? In functional medicine, when we talk about prevention, we're not talking about early detection, right? So conventional medicine, when they say prevention, they really mean early detection. That's the goal, is can we catch something as early as possible and prevent death,
mm-hmm.
right? Again, sure. It all comes back to sort of preventing death.
Right.
In functional medicine, when we talk about prevention, it's not just early detection. It is truly preventative. And a lot of people may be thinking, well, how can you truly be preventative? I mean, is there, 100% guarantees? And of course, there's no 100% right. guarantees. But I can say this. The last several decades of scientific literature on chronic disease conditions has made it very, very clear. And I've referenced these on our website under our research article tab. There's numerous subheadings on metabolic health and cardiovascular health and GI, gastrointestinal health, mental health. The scientific literature over the past several decades has brought an overwhelming abundance of detail and data to the table when it comes to our risk for future chronic disease. And most of it, the vast majority of it, some conclude over 90% of our risk for future chronic disease is environmental. That means day-to-day lifestyle habits, people. So just because grandpa had it, dad had it, doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get it. It might mean that there is some degree of family, genetic and family history there, obviously, but the genetics don't rue the day. They do not run the show. There's a field that has emerged over the last 20 years called epigenetics, and that's the study of how our genes are influenced. They're basically turned on or turned off by our lifestyle factors, our lifestyle habits, our diet, our nutrition, our stress levels, the amount of sleep that we get, just all these day-to-day habits influence our genetic expression. So your genes may be the way that they are, but based on your lifestyle factors, those are what dictate what genes express themselves and what disease states come to fruition. Right? That's an incredibly important and powerful piece of information to know and to understand, because it means that you've got control mm-hmm. over your destiny, your health destiny in real time. The stuff that you do right now and continue to do in the days and weeks and months and years to come directly influence your predisposition
right.
to disease or lack thereof. So when I talk about conventional medicine saying, well, these are the preventative things that are offered for your health insurance. These are the preventative measures, colonoscopy and mammograms. Well, they're not talking about true prevention. They're talking about early detection. Because last time I checked, you have to have a lesion in your colon for the colonoscopy to do its job. You have to have a nodule in the breast for the mammogram to detect it. So it's not preventative. It's a measure of early detection. When I talk about these lifestyle factors that have been identified in the scientific literature, I am talking about the lifestyle factors that predispose the vast majority of patients, for example, who have breast cancer, the vast majority of those patients have certain things in common. And those are the things that have been identified over the past several decades by the scientific literature. And when we identify those risk factors and we work things backwards, right?
Mm-hmm.
If eating a sugar and flour laden diet puts me at a dramatically increased risk for breast cancer, maybe I cut the sugar out and I decrease my risk in real time, right?
Sure.
Maybe avoiding lots and lots of exposure to high dose ionizing radiation. Maybe if I have a family history of breast cancer and I'm maybe predisposed genetically, maybe I don't want to be voluntarily getting a ton of CT scans of my abdomen and my thorax. Because knowing that, you would know that ionizing radiation, it predisposes to cancer. It's a known risk factor. It causes cancer. Probably want to dial that down to the bare minimum if you can. So various lifestyle factors like that, lack of sleep, you know, poor nutrition, standard American diet, not enough physical activity, not enough regular body movement. All of these things predispose to breast cancer, for example. And so the example that I'm using is, you know, mammography. Is it preventative? It's not preventative. It's a measure of early detection. The prevention comes by taking a functional medicine approach, working with a practitioner like my wife or I in discussing these lifestyle factors that have been identified. They're evidence-based or at least evidence-informed factors that directly increase your risk in real time over time of expressing that particular thing that you may be worried about, that you may have a family history of. We can epigenetically change your risk for that disease by modifying those documented lifestyle factors right from the scientific studies.
Mm-hmm. How much better would we all be if we just would not wait till we're, you know, deathly sick before we went to a doctor? I mean, you know, and here's my analogy I was just kind of thinking of today is we don't wait till our car's, you know, smoke's flowing from the hood to get our oil changed. You know what? There's a mileage thing in our mind. You're supposed to do it every so many miles, and we do that. Why don't we do that with our bodies and get regular blood work and do some of this stuff where we really could be on maybe some of this prevention instead of managing it and dealing with it in the rest of our life?
I'm all for that type of thing, Scott. It's a cultural thing. I really believe that here in the United States, we've sort of been groomed and conditioned to only go to the doctor when something's wrong, right? And people kind of look at you funny, like, wait a minute, what are you going to the doctor for? What are you seeing this practitioner for if you feel good, you feel healthy? Well, my patients would say, because I want to stay that way. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a culture shock. It's a paradigm shift when you start talking about seeing someone for, you know, prevention, you know, preventative maintenance, if you will. And on the chiropractic side of what we do, you know, I tend to use this scenario where I've had patients that they see us in a crisis situation and they get, you know, 10 or 12 visits within the, you know, first 2 months, and you know, they start in a crisis situation, and then we slowly get them better over the next month or two, and then they're in the wind, right? We don't hear from those people again for at least 6 months, maybe a year,
until the next crisis
situation, right? But they're laying down their hard-earned money for about 10 or 12 sessions to eliminate the crisis, whereas we have other patients that come in once a month. Because they know that when they stop coming in, you know, they come in once every other month or once every 3 months, they notice the neck pain, the tension, the headaches coming on, the low back pain, or whatever the case may be, and they just want to stay ahead of it. So in scenario A, you've got a person plunking down money for, you know, time, energy, and money for, you know, 12 sessions of chiropractic in a short-term period, and then they come back in the next crisis, whereas the other person, they're always feeling well and paying for 10 or 12 sessions a year, right? So which one do you want to be? Do you want to be the person that always allows the wheels to fall off the cart before you do something? Or do you want to be the person that tries to stay ahead of things and does your due diligence and just maintains a regular schedule? And, you know, I'd rather be in camp B, but we see patients in both camps, and it's to each his own, and everybody gets to make their own choice. But You know, so it definitely is, Scott, you're right. It's a culture thing. It's how we've been conditioned in the U.S. To look at healthcare, and it's also partly dictated by insurance, right? A lot of times, insurance doesn't cover maintenance and care.
That's so stupid to me. Just to put it bluntly, why wouldn't they want to pay a few hundred bucks for some testing?
It's short-sightedness.
Instead of thousands.
Yeah. It's a profit-driven, short-sighted mentality of the companies that are looking to bonus and, you know, make as much money in, you know, as short a time as possible. And there's definitely data that supports, you know,
sure,
doing maintenance, you know, putting people on a maintenance program, getting people truly healthy avoids, you know, so much healthcare costs in advanced procedures and surgeries that go on the rest of your life, that are required then the rest of your life. Like we use the example, you know, a diabetic, you can take a diabetic and you can pay for their groceries. Somebody did this. You could pay for groceries for 2 years. You could pay for gym membership for 2 years. You could pay for counseling with a nutritionist for 2 years. You could pay for advanced testing for 2 years. You could pay for all of these things that would be considered obscenely, you know, medically unnecessary, quote unquote, by the insurance companies as is. But in that 2 years of investing in the patient's health, you reverse the vast majority of cases of type 2 diabetes by that functional medicine approach, by the truly preventative method, getting into their lifestyle factors, getting into their diet, fueling their body with foods that are not going to encourage insulin resistance, which is the hallmark of type 2 diabetes. You can actually reverse diabetes in the vast majority of cases by making that investment. No company is willing to make that investment. What they will do, you know, like you said, it's so stupid, it's so insane, but what they will do is they'll wait till you become diabetic, which is currently, by the way, for everybody listening, this is what's happening right now in our communities. The system is allowing people to become diabetic, to be dependent on all the medications that do nothing to reverse insulin resistance, for example. And they're allowing people to become full-blown diabetic because it's just a symptom-based approach, that the end result is they will become more and more insulin resistant and more diabetic. And then you will require the limb amputations. You will require the kidney dialysis. You'll require the treatment for heart failure. And they'll pay for that.
Yeah.
They'll pay once the wheels have fallen completely off the cart, but they won't pay for the preventative maintenance to prevent that from ever happening. And by the way, the individual who did that study determined that it would cost about $14,000 for the functional approach, investing in the gym membership, the nutrition, the groceries, the everything. And vice versa, it would cost about $40,000 per year for the rest of their life if you do the conventional medical model right now. That's why, Scott, for example, epidemiologists are saying that diabetes could bankrupt the United States in one more generation by about 2050 or 2045. They're saying that just that one disease is going to be enough to bankrupt the U.S. healthcare system. So when we talk about, when I encourage patients to invest in their health and to invest in this philosophy of functional medicine, you're investing in a truly preventative approach, not an approach of just early detection. It's letting you get there and then maintaining the disease state so that it doesn't get any worse. We're trying to utilize evidence-based risk factors and lifestyle factors that have been identified clearly for decades in the scientific literature that can truly reverse many of these chronic conditions. And it's not hypothesis. I mean, we're doing this. Mm-hmm. Functional medicine providers all over the country are doing this. And the vast majority of the cases can be managed with very minimal pharmacology, very minimal pharmaceutical approach. So they're sometimes necessary, but in the vast majority of cases, you know, patients can get to a higher level of health where they need not be as dependent on the pharmaceuticals. A classic example of this, something that I was hoping that I would remember for the show today, is, you know, my wife and I chuckled when we saw a commercial that was sponsored by the CDC, and it was about coronavirus, right? And so they did a very, very good job during this, I don't know, 60 or 90 second commercial on coronavirus. Here are the risk factors, right? Here are the risk factors for coronavirus. If you have diabetes, if you have hypertension, if you have kidney or liver disease, autoimmunity, all of those things that we've heard of over and over again, these are your risk factors.
Right.
And so if you're me, you're thinking, beautiful. Now people know what they need to do to avoid becoming hospitalized and dying from coronavirus. They just work those diseases backwards. You work with somebody like myself to, if you've got diabetes, you work on reversing your diabetes. If you have hypertension, you work on getting rid of your hypertension. But I think that we're so conditioned from our doctors that, nope, you've got it and you're going to have it forever and just take this drug to manage the symptom. Most people have no clue that there even is a way to reverse these conditions. There is. Now, the thing that we chuckled about is they give you this perfect, pristine list of risk factors. I'm thinking the next breath out of their mouth is going to be, now you need to work with somebody. Naively, I'm thinking that the next sentence is,
Dr. Riggs, you need to call Dr. Riggs right now.
Now work with somebody on how to reverse, you know, those disease conditions. No. The next sentence was, so the treatment now, so these are the risk factors. Now here's what you do about it. You social distance and you wear your mask. And I thought, oh my God, yeah. We are in so much trouble if the focus is just on the symptom-based approach. And if the conversation never gets to, you need to get healthy, you need to actually like move your body, you need to eat real food, you need to focus on managing your stress better, you need to get, you know, make time for adequate quantity and quality of sleep and all these things that are individual for each person that we sit across from. If we never discuss that as a country, we're in so much trouble. So that's really the problem, is we're focusing on the symptom-based approach yet again. Coronavirus is just the newest, latest and greatest thing that we're hearing about, but it's going to continue this way until something gives. We've got to educate ourselves. We've got to work with a functional medicine provider to actually get to the underlying causes of our conditions, and then we'll be at a higher level of health that we don't have to worry about, you know, being at a much greater risk because we're suffering from all these chronic conditions. When you go down the list of those risk factors for COVID-19, for example, mm-hmm. ask yourself how many of them are chronic and lifestyle induced. It's virtually all of them, right? So,
and don't you think over the next year or two, man, this whole type 2 diabetes is just going to skyrocket with just all the stress everybody's under and just the way
it absolutely will. In 2018, the CDC let out a report that said 100 million Americans either have full-blown diabetes or diabetes. That's almost 1 in 3. And over the next 5 or 10 years, it's going to get dramatically worse. It's not getting any better. It's not showing any signs of slowing down. And by the way, diabetes and cigarette smoking are two things that make every health condition so much worse. So if you can, you know, work with somebody on quitting smoking, like an addictions professional, or you can work with somebody on reversing your risk factors for type 2 diabetes, like my wife and I, a functional medicine practitioner, you can reduce your risk for so many other chronic conditions. So give us a call.
All right. Again, Dr. Mark Riggs, 5280 Functional Medicine, 5280functionalmed.com. 720-722-0386. And you know what? We've said this a few shows back. Let me just remind you, it's time to invest in yourself. You're going to invest in your health one way or another. That's it's right. Either going to be on the preventative side or dealing with it the rest of your life and possibly cutting your life short. So Dr. Riggs, as always, great pleasure to have you in, sir.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you for being with us today for Nutrition and Wellness. Once again, brought to you by 5280 Functional Med. Hope you have a great rest of your day and have a great weekend.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.